Living God. You will hear William Gargan as the roving announcer, Una O'Connor as the old woman, and Pedro de Cordoba as the voice of Jesus in the greatest drama of the ages. The Living God. Is an imaginary street corner in the heart of New York City. Our chief character, played by William Gargan, is a roving radio interviewer.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? My assignment today is to get a sensational story. Isn't the latest news sensational enough? Wars, murders, politics. Evidently not, because I've been instructed to find something different, something new. Well, let's see. Suppose I could interview a man who would be in the midst of life and yet above it. But where can I find him? In front of whom can I hold my microphone? The devil? Oh, no thanks. God? Interview God? Not God the Father. Nobody has seen him save Adam and Moses. But the Son, Jesus of Nazareth.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us.
Who said that? Nobody. Oh, maybe it was the child I used to be, the child I remember myself as, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. Is he still with us? That's the question. Interview Christ. But how? I've got it. Why not ask a few people here in the street, who is Jesus of Nazareth? Maybe I'll get some answers which will lead me to him. They'll think I'm crazy, but I'm used to that. Let me see now. Let's get started by asking this woman in mourning. Would you mind stepping up to this microphone? Tell me.
Yes.
Could you tell me who Jesus of Nazareth is?
Jesus of Nazareth? He is the one who up there will give me back forever my husband and the child that I have lost. He is the one who gave me strength to bear it all.
Thank you. Thank you ever so much. Well, there's a man going in that stage door. He looks like an actor, maybe a great artist. I beg your pardon, sir. Can you tell me...
If you want free tickets, go to the management.
Oh, no, that isn't what I want.
An autographed picture of me?
No, just a simple question. Who is Jesus of Nazareth?
Jesus of Nazareth? It's the noblest part anyone could aspire to.
Thanks. Thank you, sir. Oh, here comes another man. He looks like a professor. Pardon me, sir.
If you want an interview, would you please be kind enough to choose a better place than the street?
Just a simple question, sir. Who is Jesus of Nazareth?
Jesus of Nazareth? He's the only being whose thought makes those who have genius feel like being modest.
Thank you, sir. Oh, here comes a priest who will perhaps give us the right answer. Father, father.
Yes, I'm in a hurry, my friend. What can I do for you?
Who is Jesus of Nazareth?
Jesus of Nazareth? Eternal life. I am bringing him now to a dying person. The Holy Sacrament. But if you want to know more, go right across that street. Yes, in that church.
Many thanks, Father. Well, let's cross the street and see. I wonder what that big crowd on the steps of the church is all about. An old woman is on the corner selling palms. I'll talk to her.
Here. Hurry up, mister. Buy a branch of palms and go in. A blessing is about to begin.
What is all this, anyway?
It's Palm Sunday. Didn't you know?
Oh, I forgot. But what is Palm Sunday?
On Palm Sunday, Christ enters Jerusalem in triumph.
You mean 19 centuries ago he did?
This very day, Christ is still alive.
You mean to tell me that Christ is still with us? Where can I find him?
In there, in the church. Where else do you think? Go on in and see for yourself. Take this book with you. follow the guides, John, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Without them, you'd be lost.
The gospel? No, thank you.
What? You're running away? Why? Are you afraid?
No. No, it's respect. Oh, here I've asked the greatest question there is in the world. Right in the middle of the street, among traffic noises, among people who don't care.
And you want to know if he is still alive. He came upon the earth to live among men. In a few days, you'll see him jostled by drunks, thieves, and moneylenders. Are you still hesitating?
No. No, I'll go in. Thank you.
That's right. Do your best, and I'll do mine. And if at times during this coming week you hear me beside you, don't be startled. It will be because I'm praying hard for you and thinking of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am now in the church. I've squeezed behind a confessional so I can talk to you in a low tone without disturbing the ceremony. What was that the priest said? Oh, yes, here it is, in the book the little old woman gave me. And when they drew nigh to Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage, unto Mount Olivet, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go ye into the village. Ah, those two disciples. They might have been my contact with Jesus of Nazareth. They might have led me to him. Oh, if I'd been in Jerusalem when Pilate was governor of Galilee, I'd... Oh, imagine, thousands of miles and 1,900 years backwards. Backwards into the year 33. Oh, to be in Jerusalem on the day when the crowd was shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David.
Hosanna, Hosanna.
The chanting of the choir, this dim light and incense transporting me. Why can't I lift my voice with the others in their hosannas? Why can't I join in the ancient Jerusalem my memory pictures? The throngs as they gather and move about, hear them, see them. Why can't I mingle the present with the past? Priest is saying, let me see if I remember my Latin. Oh, yes, the children of the Hebrews carrying branches of the olive tree. Why, I can see the children. I can't see the walls of the church anymore. Why, I'm out of doors. But where? Is this incense or is it dust? It's dust. I'm in a street decorated with palms. They're on the ground, on the sides of the houses, everywhere. The people are wearing robes. Am I in Jerusalem in the year 33? I'll try to find out a little more by asking this old woman in front of me. Amazing how closely she resembles the palm vendor in front of the church. I beg your pardon.
Are you looking for the place where the prophet is going to pass?
The prophet?
Yes, Jesus of Nazareth. The procession will go right by this door.
Jesus of Nazareth? I am in Jerusalem. Ladies and gentlemen, I've just about time to describe my surroundings to you before the procession arrives. It can't be far off, or I already hear the cheers. From the top of the slopes of the Cedron, where I am right now, one can look down upon the city and the temple. The sun is shining on the temple and on the rooftops. The people are now strewing the path where Jesus is going to pass with their woolen cloaks. Women and children are waving palms.
Here comes the procession.
There's the prophet.
He's riding on a donkey.
Come.
I felt the touch of his garment and he smiled on me.
I'm sorry, but I can't see him yet.
Take my place in the front row.
Oh, thank you.
Now, do you see him?
Oh, I do. Oh, words. I have no words to describe him, ladies and gentlemen. Forgive me, but I'm sure some among you have a better picture of him than any I could give you. As he rides by, he is blessing the little children and the sick. I'm going to ask this kind old lady beside me to help me find John and Peter, and especially the mother of Jesus.
I haven't yet found his mother. She slips through life with such an ethereal grace that one rarely sees her, but always feels her presence.
Jesus has passed. He's going toward the temple. I'm moving along with the crowd. He enters the temple. Now the crowd is stirring ominously. Outside the temple, there are shouts and tumult. What's this? The merchants are rushing out of the temple as if in panic. Their faces black with fury. Ah, here's my friend, the old woman. Tell me, what is happening?
Jesus has driven the merchants and the money changers from the temple, saying, "My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves."
But listen. The crowd is suddenly hushed as if gripped by some strange foreboding. Thunder! Did you hear it? The people startled looked up toward the sky. And now, Jesus is speaking.
"Father, glorify thy name.
I have glorified it and will glorify it again."
Jesus is going to speak again. I'll try to get up closer. Excuse me, please. Oh, here we are.
"He that believeth in me doth not believe in me, but in him that sent me. And if any man hear my words and keep them not, I do not judge him. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that despiseth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father who sent me, he gave me commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. The things therefore that I speak, even as the Father said unto me, so do I speak."
The words of Jesus. Now night is falling. Jesus and his disciples are leaving on the road to Bethania. Nobody is left in the street. And yet I feel as if someone is approaching. Yes, coming towards me is a Galilean woman, half hidden in her veils. I can see that she is beautiful, but of a beauty that is not of this world. Tell me, who is Jesus of Nazareth? Her eyes are filled with tears, and a faint smile is trembling on her lips. No, don't answer me. Don't tell me. Your answer would be so final that there would be no need for me to go on with my radio journey. Oh, sorrowful mother, can you be she of whom the angel said, "Hail Mary, full of grace, blessed art thou amongst women"?
Been listening to The Living God, presented in cooperation with the National Council of Catholic Men. Heard on today's program were William Gargan as the roving announcer, Una O'Connor as the old woman, and Pedro de Cordoba as the voice of Jesus. Supporting roles were played by professional Hollywood actors and the radio players of Loyola University of Los Angeles. Special musical scoring and effects by Robert Mitchell and his St. Brendan's Boys Choir. The Living God has been adapted from the French of Sita and Suzanne Millard. This program has been produced under the direction of Martin Wirth.